Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The Olympics are becoming dangerously close to resembling a company picnic. New sports can apply to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The deadline was this past Friday. There are 26 proposed sports, and most of them are ridiculous. Tug of war being one of them. The crazy part? Tug of war actually used to be an Olympic event. Its last appearance was in the Games in 1920 in Belgium. Some other sports that got a look: baseball, softball, bowling, bridge, it's a game, not a sport. Chess, it's a game, not a sport. Ballroom dancing, dangerously close to figure skating, 50-50 on that one. Ultimate frisbee, eh. Football, only played pretty much in America. Racquetball, sumo wrestling, surfing, and water skiing. In my humble opinion, if it's something you got to judge, it ain't a sport. Just saying. But there are a few you've probably never heard of, like korfball. I'd never heard of it. Had to go look it up. What it amounts to is basketball without dribbling. So all passing, and there's a basket with no backboard that you can shoot from behind. So kind of like hockey that way. And one called orienteering, which is basically being lost in the woods. I'm guessing if you ask any American servicemen, they'd say they already got a gold medal in that. The committee in charge of the Tokyo Olympics gets to decide if any of them actually get added. God, I hope not. If any have a chance, it's more than likely baseball and softball. They were part of the Olympics in 96 and again in 2008. Something to consider about korfball: it may be as fun to watch as curling. And some people love curling. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, where they know that diamonds last forever. But they also know, more importantly, that paying for them shouldn't have to. Now, of course, they have new jewelry and they've got heirloom jewelry. And if you buy the diamonds, you can have your own custom piece of jewelry built. They'll whittle it down for you on the computer so you're going to get exactly what you want, exactly how you want it. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or they're on College in the same shopping center as Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.